Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
But 54 years ago, Pam Smith came into this world. We're so happy to have her here. Happy birthday, Pam.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
So how does it feel? To be,
it feels great. Year on this earth. Amazing.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
I feel amazing and blessed to still be here.
Hey, it's always a good day. Trust me. And we're happy here. So we're going to be rocking and rolling with Pam all day today. Maybe some people may be chiming in as well. But, I stayed up late last night.
Yes.
Because it's Monday Night Football, and it was a very good football game.
It was worth it.
This season, if we was taking an assessment of just the entertainment value and the excitement value of the season, it's been pretty damn exciting. It really has. I mean, all the games. I mean, when watching football team play, maybe some other teams, it's not as exciting.
Right.
But typically,
I was wondering where you were going with that, because we were up high, and I was like,
they were bring it down low. Yeah.
You got
one end of the spectrum where you may have, I don't know, you may have the Rams or the Packers or maybe the Raiders and the recent Steelers. Then we got to go back down to the Washington football team.
That's what we're doing, huh?
No, we're not doing it. That is what's going on. That's what I'm saying. But anyway, last night, though, I tell you, Buffalo Bills has a really good football team, if you hadn't noticed that yet. And so does the Tennessee Titans. And last night, it was a battle of the Titans, pun intended. In terms of, they was going at each other, man, and it really came down to the last play of the game. The Titans get a late stop on fourth down inside the 5-yard line. And a lot of people be questioning that call. The Bills had an opportunity to kick a field goal and push it to overtime. But Sean McDermott and head coach of the Bills like, nah, I'm trying to win this thing. Matter of fact, they asked Coach McDermott, why did he go for fourth down late in the game? This is what he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, felt good about our chances. Had a chance to win the game right there, and we didn't get it done.
Well, that's pretty simple. Pretty simple. Josh Allen tried to do a quarterback sneak, which, okay. I mean, which was a good play, boy. What happened? He slipped. He lost his footing on the turf, and then, didn't allow him to move forward. And then, because it was like fourth and what, a half a yard? I think it wasn't far at all to get the first down. And about fourth and a yard and a half to get the touchdown. Neither one of those things happened.
That's the last thing you would have expected to happen on that play.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
Out of all the things, you're like, wait a minute, that's what happened?
And Josh Allen, 35 of 47, 353 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. He's a real dude. They asked Josh about going forward on fourth down late. This
didn't work out in our favor, obviously. Didn't have the greatest footing. It happens, game of inches. The play before was pretty close, too. Didn't turn out in our favor today. We were 2 of 5 in the red zone. We can't do that.
2 of 5 in the red zone, yeah. You can't do that.
Facts.
He said it happens.
Facts, Josh. Facts, Josh.
I tell you, not to be even take a back seat. Derrick Henry of the Tennessee Titans is a grown ass man.
King Henry. King Henry.
It's like they show his workout routine, and it wasn't one of those like Chase. What's your defensive end name? Came back for the watch.
Chase Young.
It's not like one of Chase Young commercial where he's throwing the sled all over the place and had maybe one sack all year, but I'm not going to get into that. This is one of those real workout routines. You guys that workout routine came back? It was incredible.
It's all filmed. It's all for show. Come on.
Nah.
He showed you last night.
He sure did. Oops. Hey, Derrick Henry, 20 carries, 143 yards, 3 touchdowns, including a 76-yard touchdown where he, I mean, they clocked him at 21.8 miles per hour.
That ain't for sure. That's real.
That's real stuff.
That was real. That was
And, you know, because people have probably been getting on me about this. I'm not going to make this show all about Alabama because people said, you know. And then I find myself, when I watch Skip and Shannon Sharp, the only thing they talk about is Dallas Cowboys. And I see other shows, all the thing they talk about is Dallas Cowboys. And I'm thinking, like, are people saying the same thing about the sports side, Richard K. Mack? The only thing we talk about is Alabama.
Here's what I tell you. When they say that, let me tell you what you tell them. The only thing we talk about is winning. How about that?
Let me tell you what I heard.
How about that? Let me tell you that part. We talk about winning.
I guess sometimes you have to do your own self-assessment, K-Mac.
That's okay. Hold on. But ain't nothing wrong with that, Rick. Ain't nothing wrong. You think you all that. Then you look in the mirror and you say, well, damn. I'm pretty damn good. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Take that second look back.
What's that song in that Thomas Rhett song? Look what God gave us. So don't blame on her.
Right.
you got to blame it on God. Don't blame it on her. It ain't her fault.
I mean, some people say, well, you think you smart. Then you go back and look, well damn, it was a 4.0.
I know she got haters, but it ain't her fault.
You say it was a 4.0. What you want me to do?
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? You think you always going to win.
Say, Pam, we know you got haters, but it ain't your fault, baby.
It ain't my fault, man. You're not going to dim my shine.
Come on now.
I'm just going to blame it on my God. That's all.
That's what I'm saying. K-Man said, it is what it is, man. We got all this.
It is what it is,
y'all,
baby.
You said yesterday, every team has, you know, a crimson tide. So you got to talk
that's
about
it. That's true.
Right? God gave her perfect. He made her walk in the room.
Look, I mean, think about this.
Answer to somebody.
Oh, here we go. Turn up, D. Turn up right here.
Ain't her fault.
It ain't her fault. It ain't Pam's fault.
It ain't my fault. Don't blame me. It took 54 years.
It's well developed. It's well developed. You hear me?
Let's keep that energy going right there. Keep the energy going. That's they asked. Let's hear the 76-yard touchdown that Derrick Henry ran. And it was incredible. Let's take a listen to how it went down.
There's Derrick Henry trying to get the big guy going, and he's going. And when I say going, he might go all the way. Nobody's going to catch him. Derrick Henry, touchdown, 76 yards. There are no flags.
6'3", 6'4", 250 yards. A 250-pound running back. That's crazy. I mean, looks like a defensive end. He does.
Did you see the post game with Lisa Softman?
Yeah.
With Derrick Henry.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah,
each other a little bit.
I know they were.
Until this one part right here. Look, to this one part right here when he said, and I quote, "Thank you, Miss Lisa."
Yeah. Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, she was like, wait a minute. Hold on, bro. Look, I ain't that old, son. Hold on a minute. Wait a minute.
I know. But then they kept talking. I was like, the mic's on. Y'all need to turn the mic down. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Miss Payne.
Yeah, I did. But it's funny you say that. I did notice the whole thing. Thank you, Miss Lisa.
I just said, thank you, Miss Pam. No, it ain't going to work like that for you, partner. So you need to back on up. It ain't going to work like that for you. So back on up.
Oh, really? Wait a minute, K-Mac.
Don't count me out.
Look what God gave us.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Miss Pam. Thank you, Miss Pam.
Miss Pam.
That's right. Wait till that ends.
You don't make over there. Sit out somewhere.
No, that's right. With your old self.
That's funny.
Well, you shake it in the corner.
Man, that is so hilarious. But It's funny you said it, Kevin. I did catch that. I caught that as well. Mm-hmm. I caught that, man.
Well, you know what?
Oh, man.
Of course, it's always fun on this terrific Tantalizing Tuesday. We got people calling in already, Reese. People already want to talk.
I'm kind of curious what they want to talk about. Let's find out. We got Anisha Little call in. That's Anisha. Anisha, welcome to the Sports Shop. How you doing?
She said, oh.
Hello. How are you? I'm doing great.
Well, glad to have you. What's on your mind this morning?
Hello. Well, it is my big sister's birthday.
Yeah.
Pamela Thompson Smith. I'm her baby sister. So I'm
you
calling
my only
in to
sister.
Tell her hello and happy 54th birthday. Oh,
she likes this.
Oh,
age.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow,
thank you, sis.
Wow.
I appreciate it. I love you.
You from the creek. You from the creek.
I am from the creek.
BC in the house.
From the creek.
So you are you the basketball coach? Coach? Oh,
yes,
that's what I thought.
Yes.
Right,
how
oh,
many
did she
years?
Do some, how many years you been coaching?
This is my 29th year.
Oh, wow. Oh, congratulations on that.
Awesome. I taught her everything she knows about sports. She's used to play at Elon University. I taught her all
okay.
that
stuff. Yeah, oh, okay. So you got skills, huh?
I started my career there at Raleigh at Wake Forest Roseville, and then I started the program at Knightdale.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you. Well, we got to talk to you about that at some point. But thanks for calling in and
give
a shout
love
out
you.
For Pam.
All right, love you, Pam.
Love you too.
Wow, man. So Pam, did you ever play? I mean, your sister got skills. What about you?
I did play a little bit. I played up to like the ninth grade, and then I realized that all of my teaching in the backyard, that she was getting ready to come to high school and start as a freshman point guard, and I would, you know, that wouldn't have felt too good. So I switched over to being a cheerleader, and I've been her biggest cheerleader ever since.
Oh, that's special, man. Hey, that's special.
I couldn't sit on the bench.
Throw to be a cheerleader. She found her passion.
Yeah,
I know. Well,
wasn't gonna look too good. That wasn't gonna be a good look, K Mac.
Oh man, a real. Also, we have calling in is Carlos. We have Carlos White calling. Carlos, welcome to the Sports Talk. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning, Carlos.
What's on your mind, my friend?
I just called to wish my cousin Pam a happy birthday. We love you. You're a true inspiration, like I said earlier today. We appreciate you. We're proud of you.
Oh,
wow.
My God. Thank you so much. I love you, too, and I am proud of you. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
That's my cousin right there.
But everybody. All right, thanks so much. Hey, Pam, you got everybody up and popping in Bear Creek.
Oh, they up early.
Cuz from the creek, too. Is he from the creek?
No, he's from Sanford.
Oh, okay.
But it's close enough. Okay. 12 miles down the road.
All right. Pam, since it's your birthday, I got three words of advice. I got three things to advise you on.
What? Tell me.
One is that make sure you drink your Pepsi Zero Sugar. Make sure you drink your Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Make sure you rock the official apparel of the Sports Shop, which is Under Armour. It's going to keep you right and keep you tight all night, even on your birthday. Trust me, that's the way it goes down.
Got it.
Get it
right, hey, get it tight. Come on. Pretty girl, she here.
That's right. Uh-oh.
Yeah, Color Park, Bubba Sparks, Ying Yang Twins.
Look what God gave it. Yeah. I love this.
Come on now.
Man, trust me.
Look what God gave us.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
But today we rocking out with the birthday girl herself, the one and only Pam Thompson Smith, the firm.
Good morning.
What's going on, Pamela? How are you?
Man, listen. It's a great day.
It is a great day. It's a little crispness in the air today. Got a little fall weather. It's all good. We got DC behind the glass doing what DC does. Ice Milk 22. What's going on, DC? How you doing, my friend?
Living that dream one day at a time.
See there? Making it look
easy.
That's
how you do it.
1 foot in front of the other, people. It's going to get you there before you know it. Do we have a poll question up for today?
We do. At Buzz Sports Radio on Twitter. question is, who is the bigger issue for the Panthers? Is it quarterback Sam Darnold? Or is it offensive coordinator Joe Brady? Right now, 62% of the people think Sam Darnold is the main issue.
They're like,
wow.
Wow. Wow, really? Okay, well, let's talk about that. Head coach Matt Rhule says the team will redefine who they are on offense. So does that mean we're going to change our offense to meet the needs of the talent that we have, i.e. Sam Darnold? Or that means what we were doing before, we just didn't know what we were doing. But let's hear from Matt Rhule first, because I got a feeling some people won't like my response about it. But let's hear from Coach Matt Rhule.
When I say Sam's not playing, well, what does that mean? Well, that means the offensive line isn't getting it done for him. It means the running backs aren't getting it done for him. I mean, everyone on offense, every receiver, every tight end, every back, every O-lineman, their job is to help our quarterback play well. And, you know, we are not getting that done. And the shame of the game yesterday to me, when you really go back and watch the game, is, you know, we ran the football well. We just have not been committed enough to running it. And that's going to change. I can just tell you right now, you'll see a vastly different look from us moving forward. We're not going to line up and drop back and throw it 40 times a game and think that that's going to win the game for us. It hasn't. And so, you know, there's no McCaffrey. Well, Chuba's showing us that he can run the football at a high level when given enough opportunities. So we're gonna redefine who we are, and we're gonna run the football, and we're gonna protect our quarterback, and we're not gonna turn the ball over anymore. And that's the only way that we're gonna win.
Run and protect.
All right. So it's simple. Right? We keep it simple. We go back to just running the ball, take the pressure off of the quarterback. You don't have to be a hero. You don't have to rely on your rookie mediocre receivers to get themselves open. So we're just going to run the ball. Make it easy on the line, offensive linemen, because they're having trouble pass protecting. Every offensive lineman should be able to pass, to run block. Because all that is just moving, going forward. It's not real complicated. You just go forward. That's it. And just impose your will on the guy in front of you. It's really that simple. So that's how basic that we want to take the offense for the Carolina Panthers. And that's going to put us back on our winning ways. Is that where we are, Reese?
I mean, yeah, that's what I heard. But I'm curious about, you say, I guess he feel the defense is okay. He didn't focus on them at all. I mean, they had some lapses on Sunday. And I think this is the side of the offense coordinator when he said, this is what we're going to do. Yeah. Obviously, they had a conversation in the after the game and prior to this presser that he was at on yesterday. And Matt Rhule pretty much said, no, we're going to start all over. I don't like how you're calling the game. I don't like what your game plan is. We're going to go in a different direction. That's what I heard, so. We'll see what is going to pay off. But, yeah, that's some turmoil inside the camp of the Panthers coaching staff with philosophy on how they should approach the game. And that's what I heard. I let a sounder from Coach Rhule right there.
This little winning streak they were on, told you they didn't beat anybody in the first place, but that's okay.
Why it's got to be a little winning streak?
because you hadn't won since. that's why. It was short-lived. Brief, maybe I should say brief. This brief winning streak that you were on that now seems to have went into the abyss and no one could actually recover. Is it all because of no Christian McCaffrey?
That may have something to do with it. But
it's got definitely something to do with it.
I wonder if they had won on Sunday, would this conversation would have happened on yesterday? Problem.
Maybe not to that extent, but how did they look on Sunday? Because you can win and then you cannot, you know, then you could be like, yeah, we won, but, probably shouldn't have won the game. Right.
Right.
But of course, you know, I'm with Reese. There ain't no bad win now.
No bad win.
It's like there ain't no good loss either.
No, it's not. But in that league, I mean, you got to win regardless of how you win. If you win ugly, that's cool, but you got a W. Just win. And I would say maybe Sam Darnold maybe threw the ball too much, but I don't know. But to ask you a question, yeah, it has a lot to do with the good Christian not being there, and they because he proposes a threat, running the ball and catching the ball in the backfield. So him not being back there in the backfield, obviously you can not to focus on him and somewhat minimize what the Carolina Panthers are going to do because of that.
Carolina Panthers, I don't understand it. If you know your offense is built around a player like a Christian McCaffrey, when you have a decent backup to come in, especially you're playing with a guy that's prone to have injuries, like he's shown you in the last 2.5 years or 2 years. So why weren't we prepared for that?
A good question.
It's the coordinator's fault.
We're gonna blame somebody. Damn sure
gotta blame somebody.
Damn sure ain't gonna be Coach Rudy's fault.
Reese, let me tell you who it won't be. Since I'm the one talking, it damn sure won't be me. It won't be me. I'm not gonna look in the mirror and say, you need to get yourself together, Matt. Right. No, it won't. That's not happening, apparently. I don't know. So we'll see. Before we move on off the Panthers, do they turn this around, Reese? Are they still playoff bound?
I mean, I don't know what you when you look at what two of they you got Tampa Bay in their division, Atlanta, The crazy part about this is that they only have to deal with is Tampa Bay, maybe New Orleans to a certain extent, but Tampa Bay that's gonna be a tough hill to climb there, but I mean they won't win the division, but I can see them coming in second in the division if they make these changes according to Coach Rule that they need to do. Yeah.
We're going to run and we're going to protect.
Oh, man. How simple is that? How simple is that?
What is that that clip where it says, keep the ball in front of you? Remember that?
It's that simple. Yeah. It's really that simple. Like, what are you going to do differently? I'm going to come to class. What?
Well, first you got to show up.
Right. That's
exactly.
Come in, sit down. Okay.
Like, that's the first part. Like, oh, okay. Well, I'll start with that. I'll start by coming to class. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Matt. I appreciate it. Hey, on to some COVID-19 related news in the NBA and in the NHL. I did not know. So, 21 games without pay. Wow. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Whew. San Jose Sharks, Evander Kane has been suspended for 21 games without pay by the NHL on Monday. For a violation, for a COVID-19 protocol violation. Reese, you know about this one?
Yeah, he tried to get a fake COVID vaccination card.
Exactly.
And, that's crazy.
I mean, you're going to do all that, man. You might as well get the shot. I mean,
just get the shot.
I would love to know how much that cost him. 21 games at an NHL salary level. It's probably a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Just get the shot.
So
he was set to make $7 million this year.
Oh. There you go.
Oh.
How many games they played?
They play 82 games. So that's okay. Like a quarter. You take a quarter of $7 million. That's how much you're losing. 21 games. Yeah. Yeah. 25%.
So he's going to lose just under $1.8 million.
Okay. Well, that may not sound a lot, but depends who you are. Like Earl Reese, that's a whole lot. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know, maybe because I'm like,
not
just Earl Reese.
I mean, like K-Mac, the way K-Mac and Pam be rolling, I mean, that may be just a little, No, dropping the bucket. But for D.L. Reese.
Find that in the couch.
Teaser, bro.
That's a lifetime.
1.8 million pennies. 1.8 million pennies is sent me back.
I'm just saying. Because I didn't get no reaction, so I figured that y'all was cool with that. Oh, that's all? That's all?
That's it?
That's all?
Well, I mean,
that's
you know, it? I mean,
I didn't get no reaction.
I was
like,
are in Africa.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Look, I move with cryptocurrency, but hell, damn, that's real too. That's real money. Uh-huh. I'm trying to tell you, brother.
Yeah, but I don't understand why the guy would do that. But I mean, there's a lot of stories out there. That's the other one's Washington State football coach. That I don't understand that one either. That's
what's going on though. Okay. I'm all about free will and freedom. I mean, I'm all about all that stuff. But we don't have to do this. Be man up. I don't want to take it. Don't take it. Sit down.
Well, you know, the lady, ESPN reporter, Allison, I can't remember her last name. No, she
tapped out.
She tapped out because she didn't want to take the vaccination. That was the ESPN mandate.
She said,
I'm done. She said, I'm done. And the coach from Washington State, Nick Rolovic, Washington State head football coach, he done. And because he's done because as Washington State, if you're a state employee, you had to have your vaccination by today. Mm-hmm. And he didn't get it along with four other assistants. Didn't get it, so they're done.
So
some people just taking a stand for what they believe.
Okay, yeah, I ain't got no problem with that.
Which is all right. Stand up for what you believe in, people. Do you? Do you be you? That's the way I look at it. Do you be you? Just understand what that costs.
Right.
Have a good savings before you do it.
I mean, just understand what that costs now. I mean, it is what it is. Just understand what that costs. And for those organizations that are taking this stance on relieving these employees or finding them or what have you, don't be hypocritical now. Let's be mindful. Don't be hypocritical. You know, when it's to your advantage, we okay with less protocols and all this other stuff when it's to your advantage. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So let's be legit all the way around now.
Well, I mean, but that was a state. I mean, that was from the state of Washington.
Had a little more, K Mac. What do you mean?
Some organizations now they take full advantage. It's okay to to still work and do this. Just wear a mask. When you felt like it was unsafe, you still had to come to work. You still had to do other things, but you felt like it was unsafe. I get that. You still had to do that. We got a job to do. We got a mission to to complete all this other stuff. Now we say okay. And we want you to take the shot. You said, well, I still feel unsafe. Well, if you don't do this now, we're going to have to fire you. It's like, you didn't feel that way when you mandated them to have to come to work. You didn't close the shop. You know, all this other stuff. That's all. I'm just saying. Everybody just be fair. Be fair. But the rule is, it is what it is. If we say, hey, everybody has to be vaccinated for us to move forward, that's what they got to do. And they got to need to understand that. So. It is what it is. I just don't understand the faking thing. That guy got a fake cars and all that. What are you doing? Come on now. Don't do that. That's why you're down 21 games. But it is what it is. The NBA commissioner came out and spoke on Kyrie Irving's, I guess, non-vaccinated status and not playing,
What did he say? What did he say?
Let's hear from Adam Silver if he talks about Kyrie Irving's situation.
We'll see how it plays out. I mean, frankly, I hope that Kyrie sort of, despite how strongly he feels about the vaccination, ultimately decides to get vaccinated, because I'd love to see him play basketball this season. And I'd love to see the Brooklyn Nets have their full complement of players on the floor. I mean, it's not so much with the league. I think that gets confused in some cases. This is between Kyrie and New York City right now. This is not a league issue. As you pointed out, it's not mandatory in the league.
Okay, so the league said it's not us.
Right. So he says, not, I mean, I think pretty much it's not an NBA issue is what he's saying.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I understand. I get it. But hopefully we all could. I just don't. People don't need to be trying to fake cars, though. I don't think we should be doing that. We don't need to do all that.
I'm not doing too much. Not.
Yeah, you know yeah, what I mean? Much. You either are or you're not. Come on now. We don't need to be trying to fake cars and all that stuff. Come on now.
And if you aren't, then be bold about it. If you're not bold about it, if you're not
good, right.
Why would you do a fake car? Just say, I'm not getting a shot.
Right. Yeah. Because then you're really putting yourself and others at unnecessary risk then, because there are some things you should be doing differently if you're not vaccinated. So let's be clear on that. Let's not be naive. There's some things you should be doing differently if you're not vaccinated. So don't do that. That's not. That A, that's not smart, and B, you know, it's just not worth it. I don't even understand it. But so that's where we are with that. Yeah, don't look like that's going anywhere soon. It is what it is. So we'll see. I just don't faking it though. Whew. Great game last night. Takeaways from last night's game as. If Tennessee would have lost that game last night, how much differently would we feel about the Tennessee team, the Titans rather? By the way, the Titans came out on top last night after Josh Allen couldn't convert on a fourth down and 1 yard to go at the goal line with 23 seconds, I believe, to go. But how much differently we feel if the Titans didn't come away 34-31 over the Bills last night?
I mean, how different we feel? I mean, those are two teams that should be obviously vying for a playoff. Those are two of the best teams in the league. So I don't think we feel too much different. The only issue is that I think Tennessee, if they had lost that game, I think they play Kansas City next. That would have been kind of tough going back to back. So the fact
we scared them. We scared them Sunday now.
Yeah, y'all scared them. Y'all scared them to 31 points. Yeah, y'all scared them.
Oh, now you can remember. Now you know that. You know that damn score. So you don't remember the other scores, but you remember that score, 31.
Well, I remember 34 is what the Raiders put up on Broncos.
What was it again, Reese? What was the score again?
31. That's all the number you need to know. You need to know the high number. That was 31. That was watching 31. Football. Right. So, but
you see how it is, Pam? You see how he is? You see how you roll. Okay.
But let's finish real quick. What I'm saying, those are two of the best teams. One of the reasons why Buffalo was so successful, Tennessee had like three defensive backs out in that game, and the guys they put in couldn't cover. Could cover their shadows, so they was terrible. So Josh Allen, who's a baller, he took advantage of that. So, but anyway, another thing I learned is that these two great teams are two good, very, very good teams, and we're gonna see they're gonna probably be in the playoffs or have something to do with the playoffs going forward. That's what we learned.
I'm 100% on the playoffs. Yeah, they're definitely gonna be in the playoff run. Definitely gonna be in the conversation. And as always, with that being said, they had. Derrick Henry had a phenomenal game, including a 76-yard touchdown run, which was crazy. So, and
King Henry,
he's pretty fast. He's pretty fast, Reese. You know that guy's pretty fast.
Yeah, to be that big, I mean, he's 250. Fast. Yeah, running that fast. Yep.
Yeah, man, he's running.
Oh, I didn't realize he's 250. Gracious.
Oh, he's 250, and he went to the University of Alabama. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Roll damn time.
Here we go.
I'm not a higher education. The reigning and defending national college football champions, led by the one and only Nicholas G. Saban. Oh yeah, and by the way, which I guess is an organization that has produced and currently has the most NFL players as we
That's
speak.
True. Now I was wrong. Now the only team that don't possess the Alabama player is New Orleans. All the rest of them have a minimum of two players from Alabama on the team. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and let's be honest, Jameis really is from Alabama, so it's all the same.
I was going to say, man, that's true. He's from here in town. So it's the same thing,
That's the same thing. So he really is from Alabama.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
So we
actually, Actually, you know what? Just real quickly, Alvin Kamara, he went to Alabama first before he transferred to Tennessee. So yeah, we can count him too.
Come on now. All roads lead home, baby. All roads lead back home.
We need a segment called Roll Tide and just come up with, you know, fun facts. I'm willing to work on that.
Pal, work on that. Pal, you work on that. So whenever I say built by Bama, BBB, built by Bama. That's all about the Roll Tide.
Whenever we get into B3, you know what the deal is.
Built by Bama. Okay, now I'm done. I'm not saying it. No more Alabama for me. I'm sorry. I wasn't going to go there today. I'm sorry. What?
Reese. What? Whenever you feel that you've been attacked, you've been threatened, you've been outnumbered.
They come back.
Just call your family. We got you. Call your family. You don't stand alone. Don't you let them beat you down. You don't stand alone. We got you. Okay. Don't let them come. Don't let them try to talk you out of your greatness.
1-800-BAMA. I got you. I'll do that.
Ask somebody. Okay. Roll damn tight.
Back Bama.
If we not champions, you tell me, and then I'll let you know when we're going to stop talking about it. But right now, we still champions, so we're going to still talk about it. What you got for me, DC?
Damn, that feel good.
Tell him again.
That shit did feel good when we was talking about it.
We can all tell.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac. The Undefeated Spotlight. Now, it's time for an inside look at the latest news and commentary from the Undefeated, ESPN's premier website on race, culture, and sports. This is the Undefeated Spotlight with senior editor John X. Miller.
John X. Miller, so John, how you doing, my friend?
Good morning, John.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Wonderful, good, wonderful.
On this terrific Tuesday.
Ain't that something?
Yes.
Don't get any better than this, I'm trying to tell
Happy
you.
Happy birthday, too. Man.
Thank you. Thank you, John. I appreciate that.
Sure. Another trip around the sun. Amen.
Another trip. That's right. Grateful.
This one was a little slower, but she made it around.
I made it. What a year, but I made it.
A little slower this time. You know.
He could write about that in the Undefeated, but we got some other good stuff going on. But I am undefeated.
That part. John, what you got for us this morning, man? You guys always have great stuff, man. This week is going to be pretty special,
man,
I see.
Yeah, man, we got a whole bunch of stuff, man. You know, the first thing is, you know, I want to give props to Colin Powell.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a great appreciation on the website this morning written by a former political reporter, Michael Fletcher, who had several instances where he's had a chance to interview Powell. He used to cover the White House for the Washington Post. Now he works for the Undefeated. And he talked about, you know, the dignity and respect and honesty that he brought to everything that he did. And so, you know, it's a story of an immigrant child who came to America with his, born here with his parents from Jamaica. And he used the military to elevate his life and the people around him. And so he was the first four-star general to become Joint Chiefs of Staff, Chairman, and Secretary of State. And do it all, he was a humble, respectful African-American man. And so, good role model. And one of the books that he wrote, and I read this years ago, was called It Worked for Me in Life and in Leadership. And he had 13 principles to live by. And it is his style, which was, you know, short and to the point. They were great principles to live by. So if anybody's interested in reading about what, you know, African-American leadership looks like, particularly through segregation to achieve what he achieved, that book would be a great one to read. And it's a short read. It's not, you know, complicated to the point. And I know that I still use it. I used it when I was in the newsroom a lot to give people a perspective and a point of view that they might not have had before. So all props to General Powell. And to his wife and family.
Wow.
Outstanding. Yeah, one of the quotes in that, Johnny, he talks about excelling at the little things to do great things. And that's an excellent one. He used to always talk about that and the significance of being great at the little things before you can even start talking about, you know, doing great things. So that's another good one in that point.
It is, and that's contrary to what you hear a lot of people say. A lot of people say don't sweat the small stuff, right?
Right,
right, that's right.
But you hear people say that all the time. But he said, you know, it's the small stuff that counts because you got to nail that first before you can go on the bigger things. And so, testament to his life and what he's done. And so, you know, Fletcher did a really good piece on him today, and so it's a good read for us. That's not the only good read on the site today, of course. You know, we try to strive to put up meaningful content. You know, there's a piece from Jesse Washington about the Ahmaud Arbery trial that's beginning in Georgia. And I think it began yesterday. And it talked about, you know, here's another moment of reckoning and an accountability that our system has to pay attention to if we're going to become a country of equality. Country of transparency and a country where everybody's treated equally. And so, you know, again, this is one of those trials that the world will be watching, and you know, everybody else here in America, in particular, those who are concerned about the movement of how social justice is going to continue to be pushed in our country. And so, Jesse did a really good piece on just kind of the particulars in the trial and what to watch out for.
Mm. That's good stuff. We're talking to John S. Miller. We rock with John each and every Tuesday. He's a senior editor at Undefeated, right here on Undefeated Spotlight. So, John, I was curious about this article and mad at the same time, if I'm being honest, about the fact that you got Jesse State's offense playing at a high level under new coordinator T.C. Taylor. I just wish you guys could have waited. They could have waited after they played us, you know, to let this guy be new coordinator because he made a hell of a difference. Talk about that article.
Yeah, he did. You know, and you know, one of our key reporters, Jean-Jacques Taylor, who's been following Jackson State since last spring, you know, had a great story about this new offensive coordinator who was the tight ends coach who bonded with Deion over the summer while they were out fishing, right? So, you know, they got to know each other. They started talking X's and O's, and they built a relationship, a trust relationship, where he was able to tell Deion, here's some things that we can do with our offense now that your son is who has the skills at quarterback and the ability to recognize how to change on the fly. And that was a big thing. Right. Mm-hmm. He recognized that he would have the ability to be able to make calls at the line of scrimmage that the other quarterbacks hadn't been able to do. And so they talked X's and O's, but it was really their relationship that was forged, you know, while trying to fish during the summer. But the idea is that, you know, Taylor was a quarterback himself at North Carolina Central. Right.
Mm.
Right. Okay. So he was a quarterback himself. And so that gave him additional insights into understanding what the Tigers needed, right? And so here's the other thing, I just found this out yesterday, and this is something that FAMU is trying to avoid, and I'll show you the connection. It was homecoming for Alabama A&M that game, right?
Yep.
And so from what I can understand, what people have told me is that there was too much focus the week before the game on homecoming and not
That's
enough
right.
focus on the game.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so by the time they got to the game, they were not focused. They were not right. mentally prepared. And on the opposite side, that's what Jackson State was waiting on, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Coach right. Maynard, they were waiting on Alabama A&M, which was a defending SWAC champ. And so you had that situation where one team was really focused and prepared and the other team wasn't focused and prepared. And so I say that because in a couple weeks, Florida A&M is going to host its homecoming, and they'll be playing Grambling. And you know they're trying to turn this season into a benchmark season for them. And so you know we have on air now on ESPN Plus. Why not us at FAMU Football? We dropped our first installment last Wednesday, and the next installment's coming up tomorrow. But one of the things we were talking about in the conversation yesterday is that they want to avoid the pitfall that A&M fell into, that Alabama A&M fell into for their home.
Yeah,
Right, so they're going to sequester the football team away from campus.
Oh, they are there. Okay. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
The players out there partying. Yeah, out there partying with all the alumni and all the people. That's what's going on. Yeah.
So they're going to sequester the team 2 days before homecoming. They say, y'all can have all the fun y'all want after the game. But before the game, y'all need to focus on balling out. And so that's a lesson, right, for anybody. Because, you know, these homecomings are lit on HBCU campuses. It's not like PWIs where you just kind of walk through it, right? No,
on HBCU campuses. Hold on. It ain't no brunches. Look, it ain't no brunches and tea parties. I can tell you that right there.
No, sir. And homecomings start on Monday. Right.
Yeah. That's the Sunday night. Still a Sunday night.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So A&M, Florida A&M is going to not make that same mistake. They're going to get the players off campus and sequester them so they can focus on the game. So that was part of the thing, too. Like, now, T.C. Taylor was on top, right? He had his game plan together, and they were rolling, right? Plus, the defense shut down, you know, Glass, right? Eight sacks.
It's crazy.
So it was that imbalance of preparation that made him look so bad. But I also think, though, that they now have to raise their game. Anybody who's playing Jackson State has to raise their game. And we looked at the schedule for the rest of the year, and Jackson State from here on out has all SWAC games the remainder of the year, and then they end the season first weekend in November playing at Alcorn State.
Yes, sir.
So that's going to be a big game, too. So, you know, Jackson State has set the standard this season. We'll see what happens. The whole idea is that, you know, you got to make changes when you see that there are changes necessary.
Yeah,
and that's one of the things that great coaches do. You know, they're going to make a change in order to, you know, get the team and the squad and the players where they need to win. And same thing happened at Alabama. Same thing.
I was going to say.
Nick Saban did.
Right.
Nick Saban did the same thing.
I was going to say, you probably learned from Nick Saban. They made those commercials together. They probably shared some special secrets.
Right.
The Aflac commercials, you know what I'm saying?
Well, if you had to have a coaching mentor, boy, that's a hell of a one to get, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, and Saban did the same thing. After losing to A&M, after losing to Texas A&M, you know, he came back, made some changes, and they were like the same Alabama last weekend.
There you're right.
Yeah,
that's
sure
right.
Did.
We're talking with John X. Miller from the Undefeated on the Undefeated Spotlight. And, John, you guys always bring us great stuff. Before we let you get out of here, what should we look forward to coming up next week on the site?
Coming up this week in 2 days, second-man rankings for the Undefeated.
Oh.
And we have a new number one band in the land in Division
One. Of course
one.
You do. Of course you do.
Of course we do. That's right.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Can't tell you who it is right now, but it'll be near and dear to your heart.
There you go. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. The I Love, baby. That's what I'm talking about. I knew we'd be back on top. It won't take us long. You can't keep us down.
I say near and dear to y'all heart. I ain't say your heart.
No. Don't talk so fast now. We'll see.
So
I can't
fast,
wait.
Don't jump out there, K-Mac.
I'm about to be checking the site. I'll be checking the site today to make sure I find out when it happens. So.
No, it's coming. We're going to drop it on Thursday morning. Yeah.
Thursday, okay.
Thursday morning?
We'll find out Thursday. Okay,
morning,
sounds good.
I tell you what, we're going to call you Thursday morning. How about that?
Please do, man. You know, I'll run it right down to you as to the whys and what fors.
Mm-hmm.
I surely will.
All right, John. Appreciate you, my friend.
All right, my friend. You have a great day.
Have a good week, man. Take care.
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes Store.